when the weather conditions are dull and wet like they are now, there's reduced visibility. So we'd ask the driver to slow down and allow extra distance between your car and the car in front of you. Obviously, it takes longer to stop the car in wet roads. So we've attended a few collisions lately where aquaplaning was almost certainly caused the collision. So this is this can occur when the water separates your tyres from the road surface. Obviously, this can be very frightening. And so should this happen, don't brake fast, don't pull your sharply on the steering wheel, and ease off the accelerator. Let the car slow down itself until the tyres regain the grip. Keep a steady hand and steer with small movements until your car is back on the road. Don't steer or brake until the grip is restored. And beware that the danger of aquaplaning, especially on roads with the 100k, 120 kilometer speed limits. So we'd ask people to check your tyres regularly, and look, it's recommended that you change your tyres when the tread depth falls below 3 millimetres. So take special care, especially when driving behind goods vehicles, to generate a considerable amount of spray which reduces your visibility. Also allow extra space between you and vulnerable road users such as cyclists and motorcyclists. And we'd also ask people to drive with dip headlights at all times.